Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Commerce City Council meeting this week. We like to get Wyman in to cover some of the things that they've been talking about. So Atmos Energy, that provides natural gas, they're going to be very much in evidence around Commerce, and they're upgrading the lines going into homes.
That is true, and this is not just an immediate project. This was one that will be going on for years throughout their system, which is a huge system. But they're taking care of particular problems right now where there have been leaks and where there have been water problems. And currently they have openings for replacement of pipe on in the 2500 block of Washington and some homes on Taylor Street.
Okay. So they're going to be jumping from neighborhood to neighborhood. I don't know if there's a particular sequence or.
Well, they have a long-term plan for replacement, and what it has to do is they're replacing steel pipe with a much more durable plastic pipe, and they'll be able to raise the pressure so they can have better service.
So this is going to take, as you say, very long time.
Years.
For years. And right. They're making contact with the individual homeowners as they go along?
Right. They'll hang a little flyer on the door knob, and then they'll come by and talk with each homeowner to explain what's going to happen and explain how long it'll take. But it's something you'll see throughout the city for years to come. And they also will be doing some replacement of pipes that are under streets. Most of their pipes are in the front yards of people or along their alleyways. And but some will be under streets, and we'll coordinate that as we make plans for street improvement.
Any way to say how many houses all told or affected by
I did not get that number, but there will be, eventually it'll all be replaced. The steel will be replaced with a more durable plastic.
It's a lot of houses. So you all, last time you were in, we talked about the street assessment thing, which we were contemplating, and you had a vote, and basically the council kind of split down the middle on that.
It did split down the middle, and the assessment upgrade that we had proposed was denied. So we will use the 2011 assessment and move forward with it on planning for when we get monies to improve streets, on which streets we'll apply the money.
What you were going to do is you were going to bring in an outfit that had a sort of high-tech system of looking down below the streets and making an assessment of what was needed.
Correct. It's a digitized process to give you a better idea of what's under the surface to more accurately determine what the street needs for repair.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard recently that we were talking with Carol Taylor and these streets, some of them are perhaps 100 years old now. It was 100 years ago that Commerce started street paving.
That is true, and that means there are some pipes under them that are that old. So we got to think of that, too.
So it's about time for some kind of assessment, whatever form.
Right. That is a big part of the cost of street repair is the is what's under it. Yeah. You don't want to dig it up just after you pave it.
There you go. We're talking with Wyman Williams, and Wyman is mayor of Commerce. So not a heck of a lot of other substantial things on here. I see that there's an outfit called Merce City Elite Basketball. They're going to be operating in the Old Commerce Middle School and Old Commerce High School gym next to the fire station.
That's correct. This is a private program, and we have agreed for them to use the city's gym for a summer basketball program, which will be a good addition for our youth.
And that'll be this summer?
That's this summer.
So they're starting up.
Yeah, they've already had a fundraiser and put enough money together to get it started.
Good. So we've been hearing also, and this is something you and I have talked about in the past, and but I kind of lost sight of it, I must say, but the Centennial Park project, which is
right.
A big project, and it is now nearing completion.
It is that. I went out to look at the skate park, which is in the very near the baseball fields, very near Commerce Elementary School, and it just lacks some finish out pouring, but it's a very nice little facility, And I think it's going to be a point of pride for our youngsters in this town.
But you're really, I mean, that park is expanding, and just in terms of the number of acres, by quite a large area.
Right. And I don't know, I don't recall exactly what the expansion is, but it is, it goes out almost to Highway 11, mm-hmm. which is a considerable increase in size.
And so there's some other things beside the skate park, aren't there, that are...
Yeah, just a disc golf course. That's going to be the biggest part of, of the acreage utilization, but it's going to be a nice addition. And it's about installed.
Now, we're coming up on the 4th of July, and I think it's actually June 30th that the Chamber is having its event. Will everything be in place by then, or...
It should be. Yeah. Should be about finished by then. We hope so. Depending on the rain.
Which we do not want to discourage that rain. Keep coming, because by August we'll
miss it.
We'll be begging for it. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.